Beau Geste by P.C. Wren. Part 1. Major Henri de Beaujolais' Story. Chapter 1. Of the Strange Events at Saint-Denis. Told by Major Henri de Beaujolais of the Spahi to George Lawrence, Esquire, CMG, of the Nigerian Civil Service. Tout ce que je raconte, je l'ai vu. Et si j'ai pu me tromper en le voyant, bien certainement je ne vous trompe pas en vous le disant. The place was silent and aware. Mr. George Lawrence, CMG, first-class district officer of His Majesty's Civil Service, sat at the door of his tent and viewed the African desert scene with an eye of extreme disfavor. There was beauty neither in the landscape nor in the eye of the beholder. The landscape consisted of sand, stone, Karengia burgrass, Tafasa underbrush, yellow, long-stalked with long, thin bean pods, the whole varied by clumps of the coarse and hideous Tumpafia plant. The eye was jaundiced, thanks to the heat and foul dust of Bornu, to malaria, dysentery, inferior food, poisonous water, and rapid, continuous marching in appalling heat. Weak and ill in body, Lawrence was worried and anxious in mind, the one reacting on the other. In the first place, there was the old standing trouble about the Shuwa patrol. In the second, the truculent Chiboks were waxing insolent again, and their young men were regarding not the words of their elders concerning Sir Garnet Wolseley and what happened long, long ago after the Battle of Chibok Hill. Thirdly, the price of grain had risen to 6 shillings a sar, and famine threatened. Fourthly, the Shehu and Shuwa sheiks were quarrelling again. And fifthly, there was a very bad smallpox juju abroad in the land, a secret society whose secret was to offer His Majesty.